Good morning, Buffalo. My name's Tyler Samer. I'll be your host today, and Hammer Time Radio starts now. Good morning again, and do not change your dials. Dominic is not in today. He has plans, and I'm going to be your host, Tyler Samer, for the remainder of the show, as well as next week. So, take it easy on me. Thinking about a few things today. First time on this side of the glass. I've been a guest with Dominic before, but it is my first time hosting the show, and for that, I am very appreciative. Looking at a couple old friends on the other side of the glass, we got Jerry producing. Jerry's been here even longer than I've been here when I used to work at the station. I used to produce this show for a short amount of time, along with Jerry. And that's how I got to know Dominic in the first place. And he offered me a job after, begging me a couple times to come work for him. It didn't really take that much begging. I was just a little indecisive. And it turned out to be a pretty fantastic decision, because now I get to talk to all of you. Also, sitting in the production room is my girlfriend of 8 years now. Actually met here as well. She used to work at WBEN. It's a nice little reunion going on today. And hoping that you guys will all be willing to join me. Give me a call with your questions, concerns, anything having to do with kitchens, bathrooms, your house, anything that might be going on. I know Dominic informed me that last week there was quite a good discussion about ice damming. And even though it's not as cold today and we're not having the precipitation we were having before, it's still a very important time to discuss that. So if you want to give me a call, we'll be happy to reset that topic. One, because not only is it annoying to look at icicles and, potentially dangerous, but also potentially very harmful to your home. So there are numerous solutions that we'd be able to explore. And a couple things you can do this weekend, even though it's decent today for a February day. You might not think about wanting to get out on a ladder, but if you safely can, now might not be a bad time to clean out those gutters if you happen to miss on getting the leaves out earlier in the year. Because, we are in Buffalo, and it could get cold again. We could get some more snow and ice buildup. So one of the best ways to make sure that that does not start again would be by getting up there and cleaning those gutters, if you can, safely. So, also a couple other big things today. Very excited that the TV show is back for its now fifth season. Normally the show airs Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30, but due to Winter Olympics coverage on Channel 2 tomorrow, the new season kicks off today. Well, it already has aired, but for those of you that are not up very early, the show is on at noon on Channel 2. So while we're not encouraging you to turn away from WBEN, maybe you could have that on in the background, give that a view. That's going to be after this weekend. Next week, we'll return to the normal time slot. So we have a lot of nice, helpful tips and tricks that are on the show. People write in and call into Dominic all the time asking for, your general questions, very similar to the way that many people call the radio show. And he's more than happy to answer them on air. So you can get in touch with Dominic, hammertime@cortese.net. And that is the best way to get your questions answered by him. But again, I'm here today, so any questions you have, you can give me a call at 803-0930. You can also text into the text line. Same thing, 716-803-0930. Also, a couple other things going on next week. We have the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. The show is going to be at the Hamburg Fairgrounds, and it's the first time we've had one in 2 years. A little something called coronavirus has put on pause all of the home shows for a number of years, and the last one we had was a very brief downtown home show at the convention center. So we're very excited to be back. We're going to have a very nice outdoor living space display at the Hamburg show. So you can come see myself and everybody else that works for Cortese down there. That show starts on Thursday next week and runs through Sunday. So we'd be more than happy to have you join us there. So if you're a little shy about calling the radio or texting in, you can always come and ask us a question in person. And I'm sure one of the people that will be there will be more than happy to answer it. It's definitely going to be a different event, seeing as how it's the first time back. But it is the best way to, you know, kind of maybe have a little more comfortable in-person interaction and to be able to discuss any home improvement questions you might have. And in that vein, we will also have next week, we will have Mark Kinsella from Erie Promotions. They are the people that put on the show at Hamburg. He'll be joining me next week, along with a number of other guests, possibly, for other exhibitors, people that have been doing this a long time. And we're going to talk a little bit about the show and just exactly what's being exhibited and how you can get tickets and everything like that. If you want to get some preliminary information on the show, you can visit eriepromotions.com. All the information is there. There's a link to the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Hamburg Fairgrounds, and you can purchase tickets there as well. So one other important thing as well is that we have, and this is very exciting because it's close to my heart. I love, not only do I love designing kitchens and baths, but I love to cook. And we have our cooking classes at the showroom, and they have been immensely popular so far. And it's been a wonderful thing to see the showroom filled with so many people, and to have Chef Jerry cooking for everyone has been fantastic. We have, I think now five or six of the nights are sold out, but we've added more, including coming up on March 21st. And that is the Specialty Pizza and Bread Workshop. And then followed up on April 25th by the Unpastas, risotto, polenta, gnocchi, traditional dishes. And so you can visit our website, cortese.net. There's a link on the very top, and that'll get you to the schedule and then a way to contact us. And you can talk to Alyssa or Marisa, and they'd be more than happy to set you up with an appointment. Give me a call, shoot me a text. I would love to talk to you today. Talking to myself is okay, but I'd much rather talk to you and answer your questions. Jerry, why don't we go to break? Again, the number is 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, or shoot me a text, 716-830-3930. And joining us now on the line is Samantha from Lakeshore Savings Bank from the Orchard Park branch, if I'm correct, right?
Tyler, yes. I'm located at the Orchard Park office for Lakeshore.
Wonderful. And would you mind giving people the address for that and your phone number right off the bat?
Sure. The address is 3111 Union Road in Orchard Park, and my phone number is 674-2066.
Perfect. So I've been told that there is a wonderful things still going on in the world of home equity. Would you care to tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, at Lakeshore, we're still offering our very competitive home equity line of credit, 2.5% fixed for the first 12 months. And with that home equity, there's no application fee, there's no closing costs, and there's no annual fee. So for homeowners that are looking to do those spring projects coming up, whether it's a new kitchen, new bath, the home equity line of credit is a great option for financing those projects.
Fantastic. And, you know, I've been running into a lot recently, a lot of people that have wanted to do a larger project, a lot of additions. And is there anything that Lakeshore has specifically to help with something like that? Maybe somebody that hasn't been in their home for a long time?
Yeah. So we actually have our future value mortgage, and it's unique because, as you were saying, you know, if somebody hasn't been in their home for a very long time, maybe they don't have the equity right away. So with our future value mortgage, it's unique because we use the as completed value of the home project. So it gives the homeowners more equity to use for financing of those projects. So, you know, if it's one of those bigger improvements, whether it's an addition or a second story, that's where the future value mortgage would help out with the financing.
Wonderful. And we have a lot of people that I know it's been quite a popular thing recently is the ability to move in an older generation, you know, sharing a home with a family, and it seems like the value added loan would be a great way to approach something like that.
Absolutely. It would be a great product to help with something like that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and would you please give us your number one more time?
Sure. It's 674-2066.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we will talk to you soon. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first for over 133 years.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza. Hi, it's Linda again from Senior Radio. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or even organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. You must hurry. The last day to book this trip will be Tuesday, February 15th. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today for all the details at 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
At Isaac, your family's safety and comfort goes beyond heating and air conditioning. We show you how heat pumps ensure a comfortable, safe home while saving money on energy bills. A home energy assessment evaluates the need for air sealing and insulation to keep your energy costs low. Ask Isaac about New York State incentives when you choose energy efficient products and services. We help you with this and so much more. Take comfort knowing Isaac provides services that improve the quality of your life. Visit isaacheating.com today.
If you need cash, then get to Tag Jewelers. Gold is still at record highs, and Tag will give you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and...
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
For over 40 years, Tag has been providing the knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean, comfortable setting. And if you're looking for a little something that sparkles for Valentine's Day, Tag Jewelers. 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Odyssey celebrates Black History Month, honoring black icons.
Denzel Washington is an actor, director, and producer who is known for outstanding screen performances. He is the second African-American actor in history to win an Academy Award for Best Actor in the film Training Day. He continues to shape the black voice with his work, including the notable August Wilson play and Oscar-nominated film Fences.
Odyssey, celebrating black artists, athletes, and trailblazers all month long. More on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back, Western New York. Again, my name is Tyler Samer and filling in for Dominic today and next week. So you get to hear me twice in a row. I hope that's okay. So we were talking about ice damming on roofs, cleaning of gutters, you know, all the important things to prevent maintenance. And we got a couple phone calls coming in. But first, I wanted to get to the text board because this is actually really important. Have a texter that you mentioned cleaning out gutters. What are your tips on getting someone who would actually come out and do the job? We contacted an individual who said he would come out, and he didn't. My husband called to follow up, as I did, and each time he promised he would be out, he never did. Any ideas? So this is unfortunately, it's quite a common occurrence, and I hear it from homeowners all the time. I'll go to someone's home for an initial visit, whether it be for a kitchen, a bath, what have you, and when I come to the door, they're sometimes surprised that, oh, you showed up. And, you know, it's always kind of shocking to hear, because the way that we operate and the way that, you know, Dominic has always instructed all of us is that, you know, the customer is the most important thing to us. So when we hear that people don't show up, or especially when people have a signed contract and then people do not show up, it's always shocking to me to hear. It's not the way that we operate, and personally, I don't think it's the way anybody should operate, but one of the ways to help prevent this is to look at, firstly, our list of Hammer Time partners, because all of those companies we personally work with, so we know they're trustworthy and we know they'll show up. The other way is the Better Business Bureau's website. They're a great resource. Every contractor that would be on there would have a rating. And if they are Better Business Bureau accredited, then you know that you can trust them, because if not, you can always report them to them. So I hope that helps. I know it sometimes takes a lot of phone calls to get the answer that you're looking for, but I wish you the best of luck. Jerry, let's go to Barbara in Fredonia. She has something about a French drain. Barbara, hello. You're on Hammer Time. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I've lived in this house for 8 years now. It's a ranch. It was built in 1969.
Okay.
And I'm not familiar with French drains. And I don't have any issues coming in unless I get a lot of rain, let's say, for a few days. And the French drain, I think, is about 6 inches deep. But the problem is there's silt that keeps coming in that French drain, and I have to scoop it out. And I don't understand, is this a problem or what?
So the French drain in your basement itself or around the perimeter of your house?
In the basement.
In the basement. So the silt is kind of a, it's something that's not really preventable. It's just a matter of making sure that that never builds up into a clog. So you could have a plumber water jet that French drain to help clear out if there is any buildup. Have you been noticing any water really backing up into your basement, like in a, you know, in a higher level than it should be?
No, it's the basement is, it's always very dry, but when I do get extra rain or the snow melts too quickly or something, I check it so I don't get any water on the floor. But I just scoop it out here and there just to keep the water flowing in that drain.
Sure. Well, then you are doing exactly what you need to be doing. That's good preventative maintenance. And I would suggest that you keep doing that. Unless you notice that it is getting, excessively built up. And at that point, I would definitely contact a plumber because they'd be able to inspect that for you.
Okay. The back of my property is about 194 deep, and it kind of slopes toward the house. Would that be one of the issues why that's happening?
That is definitely, so water's always going to find its level, and it will flow downhill. So you, and especially in a large rain or a very large melt, if you have snow buildup on that hill, as soon as that melts, that's going to seep into the ground, and whether it gets to bedrock or a more movable substrate, it's going to shoot right towards your house. So that's just a... unfortunately, a problem with geography, but yes, that is exactly correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Barbara. It's one of the things about basements is, especially in an area where we have as many freeze-thaw cycles as we do, some homes are noticeably, some homes do have a noticeably wet basement, some intentional, some unintentional. One of the things I was thinking about today coming in was, you know, with the, what do we have to say, the big game coming up this weekend, that, you know, a lot of people have finished basements. So one of the things that I thought in, you know, as far as basements go, was that, you know, I'd like to hear too, if you have finished your basement or if you've thought about finishing your basement, there are some tips and tricks and some rules and regulations when it comes to what we can and what we cannot do in a basement. We've actually been doing quite a few basements recently because it is essentially free square footage on your house. When you're considering adding living space or considering adding, you know, if you wanted a family room, if you're looking for another bedroom, doing an addition sometimes makes the most sense, especially if you want it to be at the same level of the house, what have you. But if you're looking to save a little bit of money, going into a basement, as long as you put in the proper egress and do the things that need to be done to make it feel like it's part of the house, we can always accomplish that as well. It's been, like I said, extremely popular in the last few years. The amount of basement calls I've gone on has skyrocketed because people are realizing that, well, I guess I don't need 1,100 square feet of storage. Maybe I can get away with 5 or 6, and I can finish off that other 5 or 6. And I think it's a wonderful way to increase the value of a home, especially if you do it properly. And then also, if you want to have a lot of people over to watch the game, you can do that as well. And I've seen some... a lot of the times if I'm in a home, whether it be for a kitchen or a bathroom, if somebody has something really nice, they like to show it off. So I get to see a lot of very, very nice finished basements. I've seen some amazing theaters, epoxy floors, you name it. So give me a call if you have any questions about a basement, what we can and what we can't do due to you know, code restrictions and what have you, and we could talk about that. And then another text coming in, is this an unusual year for ice buildup in gutters? So I spoke with Dominic about this, actually, and this year in particular is the first winter we've had in quite some time with the length of time that it's been so cold. We had that three-week span where it didn't get above freezing once, and we also had two major snowstorms in the same period of time. So yes, those two factors combined for a slow melt on your roof, and when it melts slower, it's not sliding off or feeding through your gutters. It's giving it a chance to freeze and build up in them. So yes, it's not just you, I promise. It is actually been a bigger issue this year. And for a lot of people, it's been helping to illustrate that their homes may not be properly insulated, and that they may have some actual deficiencies in their in the construction or the, you know, the maintenance of their home. So if you have any questions about that, if you have any questions about your basement, anything else having to do with your home, give me a call, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, or shoot me a text. I love hearing from you, and we'll talk to you after the news.
Hey folks, Howard Simon here for Reimer Home Services. It is really cold these days. Your furnace is working hard to keep you nice and warm. If you're having any furnace issues, maybe you're hearing some strange noises coming out from the furnace. Maybe the heat isn't warm enough in your house. Maybe your utility bills are too high. It might be time to get a new furnace. So call Reimer Home Services today. There are many Reimer reasons why you should call them. The number one reason, the team at Reimer can help you save a lot of money. You can get up to $1,650 in rebates on a Carrier heating system right now, or get up to 72 months interest-free. Another reason, they'll show you how investing in the new Carrier system can reduce your utility bills by up to 30%. So you save money, you get outstanding customer service, a number of reasons to choose the folks at Reimer Home Services. Give them a call, ask how you can get up to $1,650 rebate or 72 months interest-free on a new Carrier heating system. 694-8524. Again, call 694-8524 for Reimer Home Services.
Call your shot for $1 million, February 12th, only at Batavia Downs. Winners are picked on select Saturdays leading up to and including on Super Roll Saturday. Qualifiers will get to roll the dice to try and win $1 million. While there, discover why Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel is the area's premier entertainment destination. Get info and directions on their Facebook or at BataviaDownsGaming.com.
Batavia Downs, win more!
Great gaming!
Batavia Downs,
win more! Lots more!
Go the extra degree.
Your natural gas bill is going to be reduced because you're using less fuel to heat your home.
Comfort specialist Brian Kistner on upgrading your older furnace, fueling greater savings with natural gas, and taking advantage of rebates from National Fuel's Conservation Incentive Program, giving $400 to $1,000 for a new high-efficiency furnace.
So 95% of that natural gas is going to heating your house, as opposed to 60% on an old furnace. I mean, you can get a high efficient furnace that's single stage, two stage, variable speed, you know, modulating burner. So there's high efficient furnaces, but there's like four different options to choose in high efficient furnaces, which yes, do affect comfort.
We go the extra degree with Trane. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Go the extra degree.
So I just picked out the perfect ring, and that night, my girlfriend started seeing ads for wedding dresses. I haven't even popped the question yet. Why is she seeing ads for things based on what I'm looking at online? I downloaded the DuckDuckGo app, and I stopped getting creepy ads right away.
DuckDuckGo is the easy button for privacy. With one simple download, you can search, browse, and email privately. Take back your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
And we're back on Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. I'm Tyler Samer, filling in for Dominic. And even though he's not here, it's still nice to hear his voice. Jerry, how do you do that? I'm impressed anytime you can. Yeah, well, the magic of radio. So anyway, back to, we have a couple calls on the line. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, or shoot me a text again at 803-0930. That's area code 716. We have Jim Williamsville with a basement, and I have Bob in Tonawanda with some ice damming questions. So, Jim, hold tight. We'll get to you in a second. Bob, what do you got for us today?
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good. I was wondering if you were familiar with this those heater coils that go up on the roof to help melt the ice damming?
Yes, sir.
Are they, would you consider them safe?
I would definitely consider them safe as long as they're installed by a professional contractor. I've seen numerous houses with them, and they really do seem to do the job.
Do you know if that wire is supposed to, I know I can see how it goes on the roof. I can see that. And I watched a guy doing it on TV one time, and it actually went down the downspout, too.
So you will have to have a power feed getting up to that, or were you talking about the actual heating coil itself going down the downspout?
The actual heating coil going down the downspout.
Now, that's an interesting one, because I've never actually seen that done in practice. Usually, it's just at the very bottom of the roof line. I haven't seen the it actually be on the gutter before, but it is a non-flammable surface, so I wouldn't necessarily see that being a bad idea. That person must have had a very bad ice damming in that gutter. I'm wondering if it was in a valley of a roof where a lot of water collects.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's very possible. Do you have ice damming issues on your home?
Only on the laundry room on the back of the house, nowhere else. Had a new roof put on the house a couple of years ago.
Okay.
They put a lot of extra footage of ice shield, and they said, if any water backs up into your house, it'll be a miracle. And it
has, yeah, that's...
everything's been good.
Okay, good. And so just over the laundry room, do you have an exhaust vent? Like, do you have a... like you would have like a bathroom exhaust fan in the laundry room?
For the dryer, you mean?
Yeah, well, that one, obviously, that's going out of the house wall. Is it a first or second floor laundry?
First floor.
Okay. So it could be that the steam and the exhaust from the dryer is just rising to the gutter level, you know, and helping to melt that snow a little bit quicker than it would elsewhere on the house.
Yeah.
That's very possible, but I think is the house newer or an older home?
No, it's old. And the thing is it's a real small ranch.
Okay.
And the furnace is on the first floor in a closet, like. So the heat returns are up near the ceiling where they should, you know, in most homes they're down near the floor.
Right.
You know, because heat rises. So I have a feeling that might have something to do with it. But if the roof on my laundry room is actually like a shed roof, so the pitch wasn't high enough to begin with when they built it.
Understood.
And if you tore the ceiling out in the laundry room, it's connected right to the studs of the roof. And I don't know, there's probably no insulation in there, I bet.
Well, that would be the first step to look at. I know it's a bit more invasive. Is if there's a crawl space access or a way to actually get up there to take a look at, but you said it's against the rafters.
Yeah, you'd have ceiling outer. And even if I had somebody come in and blow the insulation in, you're supposed to have those like styrofoam ballasts put in there so air can move, right?
Yes, you would want the baffles tight to the roof line so that you can maintain that airflow from the eave to the ridge. So, the real true way to address your situation would be to remove the drywall, add baffles, and then add as much insulation, depending on the size of your rafters, add as much insulation as we could.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. And that opens up a line for another caller. But first, we will go to Jim in Williamsville. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Tyler. Thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. On the basement theme, right? So half the basement is finished.
Okay.
The other half has the washer and dryer, the hot water tank. But the basement, the side of the basement that's finished has the sub pump, and it's in a closet. And I've noticed that the basement floor, you know, it pitches towards that sub pump.
Mm-hmm.
My question is there anything that can be done or that, you know, you guys do or anybody you recommend to do something that if that hot water tank lets loose or if that washing machine hose, comes out or that thing lets loose, where I contain the water in the unfinished portion of the basement so it doesn't roll through the wall and down the gradual slope into the sub pump.
Yeah, so one of the big things is that you're, you know, the fail-safe for the house is, and you know, the reason that that basement floor is slightly pitched, because they were never anticipating people finishing them, was so that, you know, that water would flow to there in the event of some catastrophic failure of one of your mechanicals. So the only real way to make sure that that water would go the direction you want it to go would be to level your floor in such a way that it pitches away, and then to if you were to do that, I would probably want to add a drain of sorts so that that drain would then flow over to your existing sump pump.
Got it.
The other solution, without doing any type of floor leveling, the concrete could be cut, and you could put the you could have a floor drain installed, and only maybe pitch a small area of that floor towards that drain, and then have that drain run over to your sump pump system, so it's pumped out just like your drain tile would be around the perimeter.
Got it. So there's no sort of pans or anything I can put underneath these two?
So you could certainly put drain pans, but those pans are generally always hooked up to a drain that will take that water somewhere. The only other thing, I think it would be even a more expensive solution, so it's not one that I'd want to pursue, but the addition of an additional sump pump of sorts, or a sewage ejector pump, to be able to pump that water out if it does, you know, if it does build up.
Okay. I appreciate your guidance. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call.
Take care.
All right. Have a good day. All right. That opens up yet another line. We have some more coming in, but that's 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. Still have plenty of time to answer any of the questions that you might have about basements, ice damming, general remodeling questions, anything like that. Sam from Lakeshore, when she was on, she spoke about the value of her home equity line of credit at the 2.5%. Which is still remarkably low, and you can still get that locked in for any of your projects. And then the value-added loan, which is another wonderful tool, and that would allow you to, if you have not been in the home for a long period of time, to be able to make a more substantial improvement than you otherwise would have thought. Also, as far as the basements go, one of the important things, and it's a question I get a lot when it comes to a basement, is do I need an egress window? That is one of the things that was always kind of a gray area as far as building code went. It is now that gray area has disappeared, and now we are required to install egress in any livable, habitable condition space inside a basement. So the number of egress windows, the amount of space you're finishing, all of that can help to drive cost and everything else related to it. But if you have any questions about that, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. And 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, or 716-803-0930. And we'll take a break. And I think we're going to hear from Peter Gordon. All right. Seems like coronavirus is still in the air and in the news, so pay special attention for the next couple of minutes as we tell you about a service and products that could be a game changer for your overall health and especially your breathing. Indoor air professionals realized 3 decades ago that having clean indoor air was vital to your health, and interesting now that most of the world can see how a virus can spread and cause problems, to say the least. And here's why. Particles in the air are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses, and especially the very contagious COVID variants. That's right. Particles in the air are the primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs. You know, like little tiny spaceships bleeping around your house. A recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze. These tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting to be inhaled and infecting the lower respiratory system. Keeping you and your family healthy during the flu season and the COVID Omicron requires extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to ensure that they reduce these particles. How can you improve and fight against the coronavirus, flu, and colds? Peter Gordon joins me now on the live line. Peter, how are you today?
Hey, great. I've been listening to your show, and you were born for radio.
That's very nice of you to say, Peter. I appreciate that.
How great. So, anyways.
Well, I learned from the best.
Nick will be proud. I will make sure and tell him. But, yeah, anyways, you have articulated what we've been doing for 3 decades. So for starters, our brand of medical-grade air purifier with the DFS technology is 40 times more efficient than HEPA. Most people, time out. Isn't HEPA the best? Well, HEPA's good. We still sell HEPA, but this is just way better, and it's just been a game changer for people with allergies, asthma, sinus, or you have a loved one that's battling cancer and has a compromised immune system due to bone marrow transplant or chemo or all that. So this is what you need. So there's the portable that covers 1,200 square feet, and for the last 5 years they've had one that fits on your furnace for the whole house, okay? And then lastly, you've been talking about basements. Well, what better to put in your basement than a high-capacity dehumidifier? Very simply, it has five times the drying power of what we lovingly call a Chinese fire starter. Sorry. It uses a third of the energy, and it's got a five-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and it lasts 10 to 15 years. So the payback is probably like 4 years with energy and the fact that you don't have to cart it out to the curb every 5 years.
And, you know, speaking of ducts, too, one of the things in a basement that, I was hoping to bring up with somebody is that, you know, a lot of the times when you're finishing a basement, a lot of people want to cover up all their ductwork. But that's not always the best idea, is it, Peter?
Right. Yeah, well, you know what? We still do fully finished basements that have the trunk lines encased in drywall. But you and I did discuss, if you're going to finish your basement, paint it black, okay? Not to take one off from Mick Jagger. You know, paint it black or paint it white and put lighting in there. Keep your mechanicals open, whether it's your plumber or your HVAC guy or us cleaning the ductwork. You're just better off, and it looks very cool, and you'll save a bunch of money. But, you know, that's the other thing. When we clean 95 to 99% of all the contamination out of your ductwork, it just makes a huge difference in your breathing. And if you haven't done that in 4 to 6 years, you want to call back, call us. Or if you've never used indoor air, you never really got it cleaned. You know, we're referred by over 100 heating and air conditioning contractors and a few other contractors. I think Cortez is one.
We certainly are.
Yeah.
So, Peter, what's the Hammer Time special today?
All right. So, backing up for the medical grade air purifiers, $300 off the portable, $450 off the whole house medical grade air purifier, $250 off the high capacity dehumidifier. And for the duct cleaning, we can save you anywhere from $75 to $125 depending on the size of your house.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you very much. That was Peter Gordon with his amazing deals. But you need to call today. Don't delay this out of sight, out of mind, and game changer any longer. Call 683-3000. That's right, 683-3000. Got AAP? Get it today.
For families in need, for people who are hungry, for older adults who are lonely, for young people looking for a new beginning, for more than 125,000 people in our community, Catholic Charities is hope. With 57 programs offered at more than 80 sites, Catholic Charities provides vital, comprehensive human services to people of all faiths, races, and walks of life across Western New York. Catholic Charities is hope for all seasons. Please support Appeal 2022. Go to ccwny.org to donate online.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Cincinnati and L.A. playing the big game this weekend. And you can play for $10,000 with BetQL's Giving Props Contest. Pick which players will go over or under, and the most right answers can win $2,000. Everyone who registers has a shot at the $10,000 grand prize. Props, picks, profit. It's BetQL's Giving Props Contest. Totally free to enter, so make your picks right now. Get started by texting PROPS to 20357. That's PROPS to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Full rules at BetQL.com/props.
If you've received inheritance items from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth, call TAG Jewelers first. For over 40 years, the experts at TAG have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. So you receive the best value for diamonds, gold, pocket and vintage watches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flat and tableware, coins and rare vintage or antiques in TAG's clean, comfortable setting. And TAG can offer you cash on the spot. Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435. Hammer Time.
Good morning again, and welcome back to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. I'm Tyler Samer, your host for the remainder of our show today, and also next week. So I'm really looking forward to joining you guys again next week. It's been a fun show, and I've appreciated all the calls. And speaking of calls, we have Randy in Tonawanda with a question. Randy, how are you?
I'm great. I got a question regarding roof rakes.
Okay.
I have a problem. I don't know if you've talked about it already, but I have a problem. I get the ice dams. I've got where my garage meets my roof. When it's a sunny day, it never melts it. And I try to get, if it drips up there, I try to knock some of it down. But now I go online and I see, hey, you really shouldn't do that. It's not good. And then you have another side saying it is a good thing to do. Do you have an opinion on those?
So roof rakes, I've personally had to use them many times. One of the, the big drawback, and I think a lot of the people that would recommend you not using them would be somebody who is concerned about you potentially damaging your shingle. So
right.
They tend to be light. They're made of aluminum or even the foam or the rubber ones. You would have to put in some pretty extreme effort to damage your shingle with one, unless you happen to be, pushing up and caught like the edge of your shingle and actually pushed it up when it was frozen and cracked it. But as long as you're starting from the top and pulling downwards, it would be very difficult to harm your roof.
Okay, that's kind of the way I felt.
Yeah, just like anything, exercise caution, do it safely and take your time doing it, and you shouldn't have any issues.
Okay, great. So not a bad thing to do then.
No, not at all. It's tough. Does the roof line of the garage sit below the roof line of the house? Does it come in like a gable to a gable end?
It is. The garage roof goes east and west and meets the peak of my house. So there's a quadrant there that never gets the sun.
Never sees the sun. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough spot, and that's actually
kind of, but it builds up.
It's kind of the perfect place to use a roof rake because, depending on when the roof was done, how it was flashed, and how your siding was done, where they meet, that's a place you kind of want to get that snow away from there, because if you do end up building up more and more and more, even if it doesn't become ice, if it starts to melt and there's a little bit of ice blocking that water from moving, you could go up and over your flashing, and then you're looking at drywall repairs and everything else. So, yeah, I would continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened last year.
Okay. Well, yeah, we run into that a lot. A lot of the times, especially in large, ceilings that are vaulted ceilings that back up to a garage, we run into that a lot. We've got a lot of calls over the last few years for water leaks like that.
Yeah. Okay. Right thing.
You sure are.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right, so we still have a little bit of time if anybody wants to get into the call line, but I have a text in a question. Who is the expert to evaluate the way to eliminate icicle formation? So, a roofer or a gutter specialist? Thanks. So what I would always say is that the answer is both, but if I were to call somebody first, I would want to call a roofer because, one, you're going to be inspecting the insulation and the one, the pitch of the roof to see if you do have the proper roofing system on your roof. They'd be able to also check for your insulation, whereas a gutter specialist may also check for the insulation, but they're more concerned about your gutters and moving that water once it is already melted. So the roofer would be the better person to call in regards to that. And of course, would recommend Ava Roofing. They're a wonderful partner. I know Anatoly was on with Dominic last week, and he'd be sure glad to have your call and be able to come out and give you an assessment on your house personally. Let's see here. Perfect. It is an unusual year. Yes. For baffle work, you would be able to call. Depends. If we're looking at, you know, re-drywalling the ceiling, re-insulating, making sure that's properly insulated, and then having baffles installed, you can give us a call, 683-2100. You can call us today, leave a message, or you can wait till Monday and talk with Alyssa on the phone, and we can go from there. We'd be able to come out, give you a full free estimate. Anytime we can help anybody with any problem like this, we certainly like to. So give us a call, 683-2100, and myself, Dominic, Phil, Nick or Matt would be more than happy to come out to your home. Just a reminder before we get out of here today that next week I will also be on. We will be discussing the Hamburg Home and Garden Show, and we're not going to be on location, but I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you guys want to come on down and ask me any questions you might have, we will be more than happy to answer your questions. All right. So until next week, I'm Tyler Samer, filling in for Dominic Cortez. And as always, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.